Track 10, final news track. On parade for Dawlish Armed Forces Day. Despite ongoing work in the town centre by South West Water, Dawlish Armed Forces Day was able to go ahead last weekend, albeit in a much reduced fashion from previous years. With a large part of the lawn being off limits, and sadly the unavailability of a marching band this year, Dawlish Royal British Legion was still able to commemorate the annual event on Saturday, the June 28th. The parade mustered at 10:45 at the lower entrance to the lawn and then formed up at 11 a.m. for a short march to the bandstand, where the Union flag was hoisted. Deputy Mayor of Dawlish, Councillor Linda Littlewood, gave an official welcome on behalf of the town, after which prayers were said, followed by the singing of the national anthem. And there are some lovely photographs of the Union flag being hoisted at the start, of people singing, of the armed forces parading with their flag held high, and also members of the armed forces remembering colleagues who have since passed.
Education South West leads in literacy progress. Pupils at Teignbridge Primary School had a 100% pass rate in a national phonics assessment as Education South West celebrates its school's performance. Pupils at Christo Primary School had a 100% pass rate in the national Year 1 phonics screening check, a statutory assessment designed to test children's ability to decode words using phonics. The phonics screening check is designed to identify pupils who need extra support with their phonics learning, and if a child does not meet the expected standard, they have the opportunity to retake the check at the end of year two. It assesses pupils on 40 words, including real and pseudo words, to confirm decoding skills. Matthew Shanks, CEO of Education South West, said, "These results reflect the incredible dedication of our teachers and support staff, as well as the resilience of our young pupils. Achieving 100% in several schools is a shining example of what is possible when belief, ambition, and expert teaching come together."
Quiz prize donated to help stroke patients. Stroke patients and their families are benefiting from a garden makeover at Newton Abbott Community Hospital, thanks to Dawlish Water Rotary Club. The prize winners from Rotary Club's popular pub quiz were asked to nominate a local charity to receive their prize. Winners, the Globe Pub at Chudley, chose to support Torbay and South Devon NHS charity, and specifically Templar Ward at Newton Abbott Community Hospital, which supports people recovering from strokes. Rachel Saunders, Templar Ward manager, said, "We were delighted to receive this very kind donation, which has certainly brightened up our decking area. We used the donation to buy plants and compost, and colleagues donated their time to do the planting and organising. Our decking area is a wonderful extension of our ward, allowing patients and their families a peaceful, relaxing space to spend time together. Having a stroke is a life-changing event for both patients and their families, and anything we can do to improve well-being really promotes rehabilitation and recovery. Spending time around plants has been shown to change brain activity, improve mood, and even reduce blood pressure, which benefits everyone, patients, families, visitors, and staff."
A potpourri of poetry and posies to delight the senses. Vibrant floral displays put to words made for a memorable flower and music festival at St Michael's Church in Tidmouth last week. This year, the ever-popular annual event celebrated the theme of poetry with more than 30 displays brought to life by talented flower arrangers and local poets in what was described as a potpourri of poetry. As well as the poetic displays, visitors to the church over the 5 days were also able to enjoy readings from local poets. And throughout the festival, there were spontaneous musical performances as well as scheduled acts from local groups and choirs. Festival organisers thanked everyone who helped to make the festival a success, and all proceeds from the event will go towards the upkeep of the church. And there are some lovely photographs of some beautiful bright yellow chrysanthemums and red roses and red carnations, a gypsophilia, and a couple of photographs of poets giving readings in the church.
Newton Abbott MP goes postal on mail delays. Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley is calling for regulators to take action to stamp out mail delays. Nearly 20% of first-class deliveries in TQ postcodes arrive late, and the Liberal Democrat MP is calling for the Office of Communications, which regulates the industry, to step in and hold Royal Mail to account. Just 73.7% of mail first-class deliveries in TQ postcodes were delivered on time, well below its target of delivering 93% of first-class mail within one working day of collection. These missed targets are shocking and are leaving countless people in the lurch, said Mr. Wrigley. People rely on these deliveries, and having them on time to go about their lives, they should not be forced to put up with this disruption. This saga has been going on for far too long, and people are rightly sick to the back teeth of it. It's time Ofcom stepped in to act on these unacceptable delays and hold this failing service accountable for letting people down.
Broadmeadow handover date confirmed. The keys to the newly redeveloped Broadmeadow Leisure Centre in Tynmouth will be handed over on Monday, the 14th of July, Teignbridge District Council has confirmed. Once Teignbridge Leisure receives the key, it will make final preparations for the centre to reopen, including the installation of brand new gym equipment, setting up studios and training staff. An official date for the reopening is yet to be announced, but is likely to be the end of July. The £3.7 million redevelopment started in September 2024 and includes refurbished changing facilities that will include a village-style changing area to complement the existing single-sex facilities, extended studio space, accessible entrance and reception areas, extended gym areas and decarbonisation works to make the centre more environmentally friendly.